There's no indication that Joseph made any effort to defend himself from these charges. They were absolutely untrue. He was being punished unjustly. He still kept quiet. Perhaps it was partly because he felt sorry for Potiphar's wife, knowing something of the difficult aspects of her own life and her personality, which led her to behave like she did. Possibly also he realized that the political reality of the situation would not permit Potiphar to take a servant's word against that of his wife, even if Potiphar had good reason to doubt what his wife said. In any case, whatever the reason, Joseph opened not his mouth. He apparently made no reply, and this, of course, is one of the characteristics that every Christian should strive to have, that of controlling his tongue. It truly is a Christ-like character. We must close our lesson there. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying goodbye, friends.